Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider Tanya Faubert. I understand that Coast Hotel is back before Canmore Council on Tuesday talking about this proposed new 90-unit apartment complex, which is something that would be great for our affordability needs and sort of a niche that's not being filled right now in the Bow Valley. And, however, I understand it comes with a couple of caveats.
It went at 5 o'clock at the council meeting to first reading for a direct control district. Gives council the ultimate authority of approval, creating a specific set of circumstances to allow that apartment building to get built. And this is next level. What's being proposed, I know everybody knew parking was going to be something on the table, but height, 5-story, 21-meter tall building is what is being proposed.
Oh, there are some height restriction bylaws in place in Canmore. Does this not surpass that?
This does surpass the allowable height limit in the Bow Valley Trail District for sure. In fact, according to administration, this at 21 meters, probably the tallest building in Canmore. The nearby Grizzly Paw Brewery, it is 18 meters tall. So we're talking another 3 meters and another story. Part of the rationale is that the Coast is proposing 9-foot ceilings for the apartments instead of more of a traditional 8-foot ceiling. Their market research has shown their target demographic are long-term renters, people who want to live in this community for an extended period of time. And taller ceilings attract a more longer-term tenant somehow.
Fair enough. But I think, you know, council has shown that they're willing to stretch what's been commonly accepted as the norm a little bit when it comes to addressing the affordability crisis. We saw that with the putting aside the 1998 settlement agreement for Peaks Landing. And now they're being asked to put aside the height restrictions in Canmore, which, you know, I think a lot of people agree with because we don't want big buildings obstructing mountain views in Canmore. I think that's been the general rationale behind that rule, isn't it?
Viewscapes are very important. However, we got to remember, nobody owns a view. This property sits adjacent to the Trans-Canada Highway. The only property that's been developed next to it is the brewery. When it comes to a visual impact, it's not really going to impact anyone. But public hearing has been scheduled. That's the chance for the public to come and say, I like what is on the table, or I don't like it. What's appropriate when it comes to negotiations with private developers for the municipality to relax or ease their regulations or to somehow bargain and trade? And we don't have a policy on this. So where's the limit? I think building height is one area that might get people uncomfortable. And the one thing I will mention as well, there's no such thing as precedent setting when it comes to land use. If this building gets approved, another building can't come forward and say, well, you gave them height. We want height too.
So the argument of this one's 5 stories. When will the next 6-story building come up? That doesn't really apply then.
No, this is not a snowball effect. This is one particular proposal in a certain set of circumstances. How do we feel about it as a community?